Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom, and you're listening to Community Comment. Before and after each community comment, you hear a short disclaimer that says, the opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM. Well, I understand why they put the disclaimer there. Is it really necessary? I mean, have you ever introduced someone to a friend of yours and said, hey, Bill, I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine, Bob. Bob, meet Bill, but I just want to warn you, the opinions he expresses are not necessarily those that are in agreement with mine. I think we all have friends that need some type of disclaimer. As a child, I was told there's always one weirdo on every bus. If you can't find him, then you are him. I think the same thing rings true here. If you can't figure out which friend of yours needs a disclaimer, then you are that friend. Whenever I meet someone and they ask where I'm from and I say California, they often say, oh, you're one of those. I want to respond with, the opinions expressed are not necessarily ones I agree with. You ever been to a store or restaurant and had one employee that was so rude or disrespectful that you never went back to the store again, even though that person was not the owner? That one person who represented the store to you spoke on behalf of someone else, negatively affected the business. I've seen this happen in church before, too. People get hurt because one person is rude and disrespectful. It makes me want to say, the opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Eureka First Baptist Church. I've heard people use God's name when they're trying to get someone to do something. Maybe a young man might say to a woman he's interested in, God told me that we're going to get married. I think the best response to that statement is, well, I'll consider it when God tells me the same thing. That brings up an interesting point. Can we speak for God? I think we can as long as we're relaying His information. Ten Commandments clearly state, thou shalt not steal. I can tell you with certainty, God doesn't want you to steal. That's commandment number 8. He said it. But we've all seen this abused with TV preachers saying, God wants you to give me money. I can almost hear God's response, the statements expressed are not those of Almighty God. When I was a kid, if I ever told my brother to do something because Dad said so, I'd better make sure that Dad really did say so. If Dad found out that I used his name when he had not really said it, I knew I was in trouble. This should make us consider two very important points. Point number 1, who are you speaking for? Are you accurately expressing the opinions of the person you represent? And point number 2, who is speaking for you? This actually concerns me because nearly every elected official speaks for you and me. From city council, county supervisors, senators, our governor, they are elected to represent us and speak for us. Many times when they speak, it makes me want to respond, the opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this Eureka, California taxpayer. So hopefully I haven't strayed too far off track today. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Tom Throssell with my personal opinion presented here as Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.